I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome again to this week's C3 Church Global Podcast. And it's with great pleasure that we are talking a very localized organizational conversation today with Ben Giles, our C3 Hello. Church Global
General
Manager.
Manager of generals. That's what I do on a daily basis.
Exactly.
That's a good way.
Exactly. And John Pierce, who is my right-hand man and exec director in C3 Church Global. So it is a pleasure to have you two fine gentlemen
on
this program. And John, take us away with this.
Okay. So what we thought, we'd just spend a bit of time chatting about how we do things around here, and particularly thinking the historical journey of becoming this global church with 64 nations of churches that have been planted, almost 600 churches planting, so 45 this year. How did we get here from one church? For those, and I'm sure they're out there, there are some org chart lovers out there, right? People who love the org chart, you love structure, but essentially the movement began, quick summation, Pastor Phil, you and Pastor Chris planted this church, C3SYD, 1980, and out of this apostolic church and a move of God, this movement began. Churches were planted out of here, churches joined, and for many years, it was almost that the leadership of C3, which was Oxford Falls, then became SYD, was the apostolic church leading the movement. And then what's happened over a period of time is key churches and leaders from around the globe have emerged, and now rather than it being a church with a movement, we've become a movement of churches. And somewhere along there, we had to restructure to catch up with it. So years ago, it was the leadership team of Sydney Church was kind of the leadership team of Global, and then you've added different people along the way. And so the last probably 5 or 7 years, what we've done is we've kind of got to a global team that looks like four key components. We've got a global executive, which you're the leader of, and the executive focuses on how do we fulfill the vision of 1 million worshipers right around the globe? How do we keep the church, the culture that you've set strong? We have a mantra in our meeting, how do we as a global exec empower and equip local church pastors to have healthy, growing, and multiplying churches? That's what we want to do. So that's the exec. It's four pillars to it. Then we've got a global board, and we've got board members from America, from Europe, from Asia, from Australia, and we meet to look after the governance and the financial side of the movement. Then we work with regional directors. I think we've got about 11 regions right now, and we've got a stack of brilliant local leaders overseeing churches. Each region's anywhere from 25 to 100 churches in that region, great regional directors. And then we've got the global office, which is Ben is the GM who oversees the global office, which is all things comms, finances, newsletters, podcasts, or, you know, TV programs, overseeing a global gathering, all of those things. So those are the four kind of big components together. You put it together, makes up the global team.
Yeah, managing the budget.
Hey,
managing the budget. I mean, you are doing magnificently. Tell us about that.
Well, that's, you know, part of any organization is obviously managing to a budget, but I get the pleasure of working with Pastor Phil and John on setting a budget every year and then working towards fulfilling that. Yep. And working with each one of our regional directors and just making sure that we're hitting our marks on every one of our KPIs and certainly equipping and empowering each one of our local church pastors is part of what we want to do, what we want to try and achieve, and that's what we want to invest in.
We should just tell people your background, right? So you're from C3 Ride.
C3 Ride.
Part of Richard and Kathy's church.
Yeah, arguably one of the best here
a
in Sydney.
Great church, you know? Yes. One of the most fruitful, undoubtedly. But you've got, just give us the quick version of your background, because you're out of corporate world.
Corporate world.
To training, banking.
Absolutely. Business improvement is my background. Fundamentally out of manufacturing into sales, marketing improvement, into the corporate world for CBA, so finance here in one of Australia's biggest financial institutions, in executive leadership and managing teams of people there, running projects, running business improvement opportunities, streamlining, yeah. Optimizing, creating effective processes for the way that we do things. But ultimately, listening to people, listening to customers, listening to clients, understanding the way that what we do impacts them. And so a lot of the learnings that have taken out of that really can be applied here quite well, because it's working with what, you know, technically we would probably call clients in the corporate world, but are our local pastors, are our regional directors, and just creating.
We like to call them the family, Ben.
The family, that's right. That's right, it's the family. That's the beauty of it, is it's got more of a family feel, and that feedback where in the past might have been difficult to get, you pick up the phone and you have a chat to your family member who says, hey, I'd really love to change this slightly so that we can work together upon creating a better way forward. And I think that that's, you know, the heart behind it.
You do a great job. You bring a great skill set and a great mindset, and it's young and it's vibrant in your thinking, and it's such a gift to us as part of the global team.
So, I mean, a budget has expenditure, but it also has income.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So,
thankfully.
Yes. So in terms of us managing that, John, Ben, like the levy situation and how we approach that has been quite careful over the years because we didn't want to place anything that was onerous on local churches or that would be limiting them. But we also knew that we needed to fund their oversight and look after the people who are going to be looking after them and the other benefits that come out of actually being part of a movement.
Yeah.
So maybe, John, you'd like to talk through.
Well, look, I love whenever someone talks to me about being part of the movement, I often like to say we preach this as pastors, that for families to be part of a bigger vision than themselves is vital. So as a local church pastor, when someone goes, I'm going to get involved in the vision of our local church, serve, tithe, and my family's going to really be part of this, you watch them flourish because they're part of something bigger. So I think I have that same mindset and always have when it comes to the movement. I want our church, our local church family, to be part of something bigger, which is the C3 Global family. Obviously, we're part of the body of Christ, but in terms of an expression for a family, particularly for the pastors, the senior pastors, to have fellowship and accountability and equipping and a whole lot of things. So in essence, then what that means is every church will pay a levy, and it's around 3%, is around the levy. And the way we've worked that practically is half of that will go to the region that you're a part of, because there's conferences to run, there's administrators to pay, there's regional directors to look after, there's a whole lot of stuff we're doing. And then the other half will be passed on to the global office. And that helps with, I mean, one of the great things we've seen in this last couple of years, Pastor Phil, when you've been able to get out and about more, we've been able to get you out to regions, out to regional gatherings, into churches all around the world. Well, you know, that doesn't grow on trees, these aeroplane fares we have. So really, what I love thinking is that my levy as a local church pastor, we're putting in a levy that's not just a direct, because the question to ask, what am I getting out of the levy, is the wrong question.
Right, mm-hmm, right.
It's like someone who in a church is going, well, what am I getting out of the tithe? Well, you're contributing to the growth of the church, to food being in the storehouse, to lost people being met. And so for me, I'm like, oh, look, I love this. We're contributing to churches being planted all around the world. We're contributing to a culture being spread around the world, whether it's podcasts, gatherings, getting you somewhere into different places. So for me to see that, you know, functioning, and it's not a lot of money. Like in the big scheme of things, it's not like we're this global mammoth organization. It's less than a couple of million dollars budget a year. So this guy makes that go a long way and does a great job with it. So yes, it's awesome.
Try to. Fantastic.
In May 2024, we are gathering in Singapore for the Outpouring, our C3 Church Global Conference. I personally want to invite you to join with us. in Singapore. We hear the sound of an enormous outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the next season for the church around the world. And you and I will be part of it, pouring our lives out on the altar together in Singapore. Every C3 church around the world will receive fresh fire and be renewed with fresh oil for a new day of increase across the whole earth. Young men and women from around the world being touched by God are seeing visions and declaring the future. This conference is open to the whole C3 family. Bring your pastors, leaders, board members, youth leaders, worship leaders, creative teams, business people, and influencers. This will be a historic breakthrough event. It's time for revival. Head to c3churchglobal.com to register.
Part of that equipping and empowering is encouraging people at our global conference that we've got coming up in Singapore. We've got sending Pastor Phil and Chris all around the globe, which I love to encourage our local pastors, either at regional gatherings or directly in their local churches, yep. Which is fabulous.
The Express has come out of that, out of global office.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we organise. And we've got further leadership training that we've got coming up that will be announced soon.
Something exciting we're working on right now.
That I think will help elevate and empower people to that next level of leadership disciple for their local churches, which is fantastic. And then we've also got podcasts. We've got the social media that we put out, and I think that touches a lot of people. It gives that daily accessibility for people to respond to what Global is doing and to be able to partner with us in a tangible way beyond just the levy, but it allows the greater community of C3 globally to come together on social media, plus a whole range of things.
Yeah, well, I think one of the essential elements of a global office actually is to assist local regions when they're facing trouble and that they're not just left on their own. So from media attacks, which are generally, except it's going to be happening somewhere in the world, to local in-house church problems and difficulties, and just being able to have resources that can be applied to those situations so that these people aren't flailing and drowning in the sea, that this is extremely valuable. And when you say, John, what's my levy doing? Well, it's doing something for other people. And that is especially helping people who are facing difficult times. And it is becoming more challenging in the Western world with compliance. And we saw that through COVID. And we're going to apparently be seeing, fresh applications. And I think this time around is going to be a whole lot different. We're seeing more agitation against the church. So I think that having a solid structure that is supporting churches and standing with them in difficult times is going to be essential.
Right. Mm. And we create some guidelines as well too, some best practices so that local churches are set up for success. That's what we want.
And you just don't have to recreate the wheel all the time.
Exactly.
So we're sharing resources. I think recent crises that the church has faced in recent years, one of the questions has come up in terms of structure suddenly matters. Oversight's important.
Yes.
How we do things really works. And so as a global team, we've really put an emphasis to make sure that we don't have lone rangers out doing something on their own. There's every regional director is overseen by somebody on the exec team. Every church in our movement, our goal has got an overseer who's really, and not in an authoritarian way, but a shepherd, someone who will care for the well-being of the soul. And then when crisis does come, because crisis comes in church, we all know that, that's inevitable. When crisis comes, you're not out there trying to work it out on your own. You've got a sense of relationship with the board that's been built, with an overseer, with a regional director. There's been many times, well, not many, that's I'm over-exaggerating, but there's been enough times where we've seen a church that if it was autonomous without oversight, without help around media, that church hit a crisis and it wouldn't be there anymore. Yeah. But because it's part of the family and there's key voices that have got involved, caring for the pastors, helping the board, helping the church, then the church, in some cases, the church has gone from strength to strength out of crisis. But that crisis, there's a cost to that. There are airplane fares to pay to send someone down to look after people. Or I'm thinking right now, we've got a great exec member, Rock from Africa. Mm-hmm. He's just a genius leader. Mm-hmm. And so Rock, one of the things we try to do, because he's really got the culture of C3 embedded in an African culture. So we're like, I can't go and tell someone in a developing nation how to get C3 culture, but Rock can. So we've sent him to South Africa for a conference. He's about to go to India and speak at India in that regional gathering. So again, those abilities for cross-pollination, that's a lot of ultimately where the global budget goes towards, of keeping the culture and relationships strong.
Totally.
It's a key priority.
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges pastors face often is loneliness. Mm-hmm. And when they are isolated and not in a family or in a movement, it increases 100-fold. And then when trouble, which is inevitable, hits, who are you reaching out to? And as you said, there are churches that have simply evaporated, that disappeared. I know of several, but I know that when people are connected, at least we can come in there and put a new pastor in or help the existing pastor through his difficult moment, and every one of us will have those.
Which could be financial, it could be relational, because there's a whole range of reasons that could happen, but to kind of get that help in, right?
But then coming up to this new year, I'm so looking forward to the outpouring in Singapore in May, and I'm praying with all my heart that every one of us from all those 64 nations will be able to gather, because like on the day of Pentecost, there were people from all nations gathered. God moved there knowing that what they got there, they could take back to their nations. And I believe that we will be able to actually start and get trigger the release of a whole new level of church growth, expansion, and enlargement for C3 all around the world. So thank you for all you do, guys, structuring the riverbank for the river to flow.
Thank you, Pastor Phil.
Amen. God
Thanks,
bless you.
Pastor Phil.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.